All right, we're continuing from the sugi that was the bottom of Gimon Abed, starting on top of Dalet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is asking about the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon, about their respective opinions. That Rabbi Shimon believes that if you want to specify each of the Isurei Nazir, that you have to not only specify one, but all, in order to become a Nazir. If you say Nazir Stam, it would work, but if you specify any one individual Isur of Nazirut, then you're going to have to enumerate all of them. But as the Rabbanim believe that if you accept one of the Isurei Nazirut, that allows you to accept the entire Neder Nazirut. So I want to know, what did Rabbi Shimon do with the Pasuk of Yayin V'Sheicha Yazir, which is the proof of the Rabbanim for their position? So where it says, he says, L'Sar Yayin Mitzvah K'Yayin Rishut. To restrict Yayin Mitzvah like Yayin Rishut Ayutei that is Yerut. Mighty. So the Gemara asks, what is that? Kedusha V'Abdalta. Right? Kiddush and Abdallah, which is at the bottom last words on Gimel Bet. Kedusha V'Abdalta. I'm going to discuss the issues with why Kiddush and Abdallah, whether it makes sense or not. So we'll read it. One of two possibilities, the next line in the Gemara here at the top of the Gemara is Hari Mushba V'Omid Alav Mehar Sinai. Right, so according to the Mefarish here, the question at hand is, how could he take a neder nazirut, right, or how could he have a restriction of yayin, because you're not allowed to take a neder or shvut to be ochre something that is minha. So the Mefarish spends time differentiating, because we did say you are allowed to take a neder, that uproots something from the Torah. The question is how you take that neder. So we set up a lot of difficulties with that, because drinking wine for Kiddush is not really a Torah requirement. So based on that, there being a Tom and many of the other Rishonim in his footsteps, explain how you wish vote Melar Har Sinai. Since when is drinking wine for Kiddush and Abdullah mina Torah? Why would you need a pasuk to tell you that you can, right, take a neder nazirut to uproot these type of items? They're not even mina Torah. If it's Rabbanon, you don't need a pasuk for that. So what Allah ki had amarova? The case is like what Rava says, shua, a person takes the shua that he will drink. The chazar mar harini nazir, and then he takes a neder nazirut. Achi Nazirut and Chayla Shvua. Nazirut comes and uproots or undermines the Shivua. So as opposed to, according to the Mepharsh, as opposed to something that is Mina Torah, something that's explicit in the Torah, if you take a Neder Nazirut, you wouldn't be able to uproot this or undermine something that is explicitly written in the Torah. Whereas if you create the new positive commandment, what's the new positive commandment? Shvua Sheshet, that I swear that I will drink. Then you're able to take a neder nazirut to uproot that or undermine that. According to the Rabbein Tam, it's exactly the difference. That's what we want here. You are able to take a neder to be ultra davar min haTorah, but you need a davar min haTorah. Kiddush and Abdallah are not a davar min haTorah. But if you say shvua she'eshteh, now you've created a positive commandment in the Torah to drink, because you've taken a shavua, which will obligate you to drink, and once you're obligated to drink, right, then you have this pasuk to teach you, Rabbi Shimon's pasuk to teach you that if you take it in the neder zeros, that is able to undermine that shavua she'eshteh, and you will have to keep the neder zeros, and that's in the zero, the chayla shavua. Now the Gemara says, Rabbanan, nami ami baile lesor yayin mitzvah ki yayin reshut. Don't the Rabbanan need the yayin b'sheicha yazir for the same reason Rabbi Shimon needs it? Imkain, so the Gemara says, yes, you're right. Imkain lema kra miyayin, my b'sheichar. Why does he have to say, if you could just say, right, miyayin yazir. What is miyayin b'sheichar yazir? So my b'sheichar, shma mina tarti, that you can learn both of them from that. Miyayin b'sheichar comes to teach you, number one, that if you enumerate any one of the items, you're becoming nazir. And number two is that you can restrict through nazirus yayin mitzvah, yayin that is a mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon, I had time with the Chetiv Sheikhar, about Lufay Sheikhar, and the Mikdash. So why does it write the word Sheikhar? To teach you a Zerah Shelva between the Sheikhar of Nazir and the Sheikhar of the Mikdash. The Chetiv, right, it says, this is coming up, this is our, this week, you know, Minyan Adiyoma. Yayin v'Sheikhar al-Tesh, atal v'anecha itach, right? That the Kohanim are restricted from consuming intoxicating materials before they go into the Mikdash, before they perform a Avodah in the Mikdash. It says, Miyayin v'Sheikhar al-Tesh. The word Sheikhar, ma gabe nozir yayin hu delitzar aval shar mashkim lo, by nozir. A nozir is able to drink wine. A nozir is not able to drink wine, but he is allowed to drink other intoxicating beverages. I mean, a nozir is not restricted in drinking intoxicating beverages, he's restricting from drinking wine. Right? Afkabe Mikdash Nami Yain Hu the Lipsar. Avsham Mashkim Mishtakrim Lo. So too by the Mikdash, a Kohen is restricted from performing a voda if he consumes wine, not if he has any other intoxicating beverage. So if he has some whiskey, if he has beer, that will not cause him to be restricted from performing a voda or doing Birkas Kohanim. And the other hand by Nazir as well. A Nazir will not be restricted from drinking beer or scotch. This goes against the position of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda believes that achol dvela ki ilit, if a person ate a dvela, which is a pressed dates, right, that from the place called ki ilit, which were intoxicating in some ways, or v'shata dvash v'chalav, where he drank milk and honey, which was, you know, known to cause a person to be tired or, you know, not as drowsy, a good word for it, but nechnas, the mikdash. Then he goes in, and Kohen goes into the mikdash to perform a voda, chayav. So Rabbi Yehuda believes that the restriction against Kohanim performing a voda is not simply yayim, but anything that inhibits them from performing a voda in the proper manner. So Ibai, that was one section. Now, Ibai Zema, the other possibility of what Rabbi Shimon's position is lesley isr chalal isr. But Rabbi Shimon believes you can't have a Easter fall on another Easter. This is a general principle in Shas that Rabbi Shimon promotes here. The Tanya, we have a price. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Ochel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim. Someone who eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, Potur. So why? What's the restriction? What happens? What's a piece of Nevela? What's a piece of Nevela? That's a non-kosher animal. Say an animal dies without being shechted, that is a Nevela. When did it become a Nevela? It becomes a Nevela immediately. Was it Yom Kippur yet? No. So say on Erev Yom Kippur, an animal dies and it's a Nevela. Then you come onto Yom Kippur, and now you're restricted from eating on Yom Kippur because there's a restriction, Inui Nefesh, right, on Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So what, when a person eats Nevela on Yom Kippur, that person, what restrictions has he violated? Right? Has he violated Nevela? Yes. Has he violated Yom Kippur? I don't know, that's a question. That's what Rabbi Shimon's position is, that once something's already asur, it's already restricted from, because it's a nevela, you cannot add on additional restrictions to that chepetz, to that object. So over here, if a person eats nevela on Yom Kippur, they'll be chayav for eating nevela, right? They'll be chayav in Yisrael nevela, but they will not be chayav for eating on Yom Kippur. Is the Rabbanon hold? What are the Rabbanon hold? The Rabbanon believe there's something called Yisrael kolel. There are two different terms. There's something called Isur Mosif and Isur Kolel. Isur Mosif is where the Isur adds on something. Isur Kolel means that it encompasses more. So by Yom Kippur, the Rabbanim believe that even though generally Isur ain't Chalal Isur, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, before Yom Kippur, you were only restricted from eating Nevela. I mean that this was a piece of Nevela. When it comes to Yom Kippur, not only are you restricted from eating this Nevela, you're restricted from eating any food. Since the Isur of Yom Kippur is more expansive, right? It's Kolel, it includes not only Nevela, but anything out there, that allows it to be what's called the Isur Kolel or Isur Chomer. It's more stringent, and therefore it's able to be added on top of the Isur Nevela. So according to the Chachamim, we over both the Isur Nevela and the Isur of Yom HaKippurim. So to hear by Nazirus, if you take a single point or a single restriction in Nazirus, so Rabbi Shimon says, once you've taken that, you've restricted yourself simply in that item, and the Isur Nazirus cannot come and then be chal on top of that single restriction. Was the Chachamim believe yes? Isur chal al Isur, because the Isurei Nazir are more expansive, and therefore they can be chal on top of this single point Isur that you took. So it says, now the Gemara goes back to the Rabbanon, Nami Hakti. Rabbanon says, don't the Rabbanon also have a pasuk that was a proof for Rabbi Shimon's position, Mikol Hashem Yasemi Gefen Ayayim. So Mikol Rabbanon Hotam, we made Al Isurei Nazir, Shemit Tarkim Zeim Zeh. I come to say, well, we learn from that the Isurim of Nazir are mitzvareif, that they join together. And that to be violate the Isur Nazir, you have to drink either a vias of Yayin or eat a kezayis of grapes, karzanim, or zagim, right? Now what happens if you happen to eat half a kezayis of karzan and half a kezayis of zag? Can those two combine to be under the single restriction? And that's what the Rabbanim say. Mikol asher yasemi gefen. All items of grape products are even given a yayin. Any grape products are mixed together to create a single isur. So what about Rabbi Shimon? What does Rabbi Shimon do with that? Well, the Gemara says, no problem. Rabbi Shimon lays late tziruf. Rabbi Shimon does not need a combination, does not need to reach a shiur. Why does Rabbi Shimon not need to reach a shiur? The Tanya of a Brisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shehu L'Makos, Rabbi Shimon Omer, whenever it comes to a giving a shiur to violate a restriction in the Torah, that is only Kol Shehu. To violate, to get Malkus from that Torah, you just have to eat the smallest amount of any item. Lo Amruk Zayas, don't we have a Shir Zayas all over the Torah? What do you do with that Shir Zayas? An alien carbon. That's to bring a korban. To bring a korban, you have to have something of significance. You have to eat something of significance. To violate an isur, right, or isur achila at least, in a Torah, according to Rabbi Shimon, you only have to eat the koshu. Right, so that's the Gemara has this in Shavuos as well. Certain says Shavuos Lelecha. Right, what is achila? According to Rabbi Shimon, or according to the Chachamim at least, achila is only something once you reach a level of a kazayis. Before you reach a level of kazayis, right, either that's not a restriction min haTorah, that is chatzis shiur, or the other possibility is that the Rabbanim believe it's not considered achila. That's not eating. Less than a kazayis is not considered eating. So Rabbi Shimon can argue on them from one of those two perspectives, right? Rabbi Shimon can believe that there is such thing as chatzis shiur min haTorah, or chatzis shiur min haTorah. Therefore, even less than a shiur is restricted. A shear is only a significant amount to bring a korban, but before that it's still an isur, and an isur you'll get malchus for. Or the other possibility is that Rabbi Shimon believes that there is such thing as achila. Kazayis is not a shear and achila. Achila is any amount, so even the smallest amount that's considered achila, that's considered eating. But you need a kazayis to reach the shear of korban. Alright, so now just quickly to summarize again, we had the Mishnah. Right, that said that Rabbi Shimon believes that you can't specify Isurei Nazir, because if you do, you will not become a full-fledged Nazir, but only be restricted in that item that you restrict. But the Chachamim say if you use any of those items, you become a full-fledged Nazir. Right, we brought proofs to their positions from the Pesukim by Nazir. Right, the Pesukim by Nazir said, according to Rabbi Shimon, it says Mikol Hashem Migefen Ayayin Michartanim Vadzak. Right, so it gives you Migefen Ayayin, and then it goes ahead. That would be any grape product, and then it specifies the grape products. Why does it say a general says of grape products, and then specify single point products? It comes to teach you that if you only mention those single point products, you're only restricted in them, and not all the Gefen Ayayin. The Chachamim say on the other hand, they bring the puzzle of Ayayin B'Sheikar Yazir. It sounds like anything that you mention, any point that you mention, will make you into a Nazir. Right? So then, what would each one of them do with the other's pasuk? Right? We have the other pasukim. So we said Rabbi Shimon uses the Chachamim's, or the other way, right? The Chachamim uses Rabbi Shimon's pasuk, Rabbi Shimon uses their pasuk from Yayin B'Sheikar Yazir to teach you that Yayin Mitzvah is restricted just like Yayin Rishus. And that's why we have to come up with a case like that. And that was the case of Shua She'eshteh, which takes a Shua to drink, then takes an Eder Nazirus. We say in that case, an Eder Nazirus still works, and it overrides the Shua that you must drink. So then we said, well, Chachamim say the same thing. Rabbi says that the Chachamim learned two things out of Yayin B'Sheikar, because it says Yayin and Sheikar. You could have just said Yayin, it says Yayin B'Sheikar. They learned out both that if you just take a single point Isur, that makes you a Nazir. Number two, they learned out the din of Rabbi Shimon, that even a mitzvah can be overridden by Nazirus. Somebody says, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the word Sheikar, which is extraneous? He uses that, the limud by Migdash, to teach you the Sheikar by Nazir and the Sheikar by Migdash. Just like by Nazir, the Sheikar is limited to wine products. I mean that Nazir is only restricted in wine products, not in intoxicating products. So to by Migdash, the Sheikar is mentioned, is only wine products and not intoxicating products. That's against Rabbi Yehuda's position. As we said, the Rabbi Yehuda says anything that intoxicates will restrict you from going into the Migdash. And we said, what are the Chachamim?
It's very unusual for Rabbi Shimon to be chalek on Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. So then, on the other side, the Chachamim, what do they do with Rabbi Shimon's pasuk of Miyayin, right? There it says Miyayin, it says that you restricted me, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin, right? And then it goes from Lissa out, Yechatzani Matzak. What do they do with that pasuk? The Gemara says to teach you that all those items are mixtari. Each one of those items will come together to create a kezayis. So they need that to tell you that any wine product will be mixtari to create a single shear to make you or to have you violate the restriction of Azir. So Gemara says, well, according to Rabbi Shimon, he doesn't need that, because Rabbi Shimon doesn't require a minimum shear. His minimum shear is koldu, any amount, so therefore you'll never need a tziruf to get to that point. And the Gemara, as an aside here, mentions the reason that Rabbi Shimon does not need the pasuk of Yain v'sheichar al shteish, but instead of saying that it's a limud for Mikdash, is because he believes in Isur Chal al Isur. That additional Isurim cannot be added on top, and that's why he says over here that you can't have a single point teach you that, like, Yayin make you into a Nazir. Because once you're restricted in Yayin, you can't become a Nazir because you have Ein Isur, Chal al Isur. All right, so now with 30, the new Mishnah. New Mishnah is...
Even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't use those words for Tzeret because he doesn't hold the Shir,
right.
The Gemara asks, well, we have Shirim all over everywhere, because I saw the Tzeret. That Rabbi Shimon requires a shear with the requirement of karma.
Karma by shogeg, which isn't relevant by nazir. By nazir, that's not relevant.
Yeah, there just, is no, just as an aside. That,
right. By nazir, it's not relevant. You would say, oh, so Rabbi Shimon needs it for korban, but you have korbanos by nazir. The korbanos and nazir are a byproduct of being a nazir, not the result of him violating the nazirs. So therefore, there's no need for that shear by nazir. All right.
What do the rabbis say if a nazir has less than a shear of wine?
What do they say? If he has less than a shear of wine, then that comes to the Machlokas, Rabbi Yish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara, in the 8th parak of Yoma, whether Chatzi Yishir is also min haTorah or not. So it would be an Isser of Chatzi Shir. And then you have to deal with what is the din of Chatzi Shir min haTorah, or whether Chatzi Shir is min haTorah. All right, next Mishnah. We're going to deal with variations now of Nazirut. So far we talked about what's Stam Nazirut, even though we didn't really deal with it, but we talked about Stam Nazirut, which is Stam Nazirut is, has the restrictions, if you look in the Pesukim that I gave you, right, the Pesukim enumerate the restrictions, what are wine, which are grape products, right, Isur Tuma, you can't become Tame Mace, and the third restriction is Par Lo Yavor Al Rosho, you can't cut your hair. Now there are two other types of Nazirut. There's something called the Nazirut Shimshon, right, which you all know from Shimshon and Navi, and there's something called the Nazirut Olam. So Gemara is going to discuss the vagaries or the specifics of these two types of Nazirut, which are different than a Stam Nazirut. So Gemara says, Hareini Kishimshon, Kiben Manoach, or Kabal Dalila. So all of these are references to Shimshon, or the son of Manoach, who is Shimshon, or the husband of Dalila, right, or who is Shimshon. Kamisha Akar Dalkul Azat, the one who broke the doors of the palaces or the places in Azat, or Kamisha Nekru Pishtimit Inav, the one that pushed him, poked out his eyes. All these are references to whom? To Shimshon. Or is it Nazir Shimshon? Anybody who takes such a neder is a Nazir Shimshon. So where it says, Lamalei the Mitna Kol Halein. Why do I have to enumerate all of these items? All of them are Shimshon. And why do I need such an enumeration or a list in this Mishnah? Where it says, Tzrichi, the Yom Arini Kishimshon. Person says, Arini Kishimshon, that is not sufficient to be a Nazir Shimshon. Habe Amina, I would have thought Shimshon Akrina. There are many Shimshons in the world. There's Shimshon in the Navi, but there are also many other Shimshons. So when I say Arani Kishimshon, right, there's like a general...
I want to be like Shimshon Gopher of the jeweler.
Exactly. So that's not a defined enough term that it means that he's taking out a Nazir Shimshon. Therefore, Kamash Malan ben Manoah. Ben Manoah. He has to say not only Shimshon, but he says Shimshon ben Manoah. Right? If he says Shimshon ben Manoah, we tell him ben Manoah. Maybe there's the jeweler who is Shimshon ben Manoah. And I want to be like Shimshon ben Manoah, but not Shimshon ben Manoah from the Navi. There, Kamash Malan can blow up the Lila. If you're ready, if he specifies enough to say that this is Shimshon ben Manoah, the husband of the Lila, he enumerates it with all of those items, then it's as if he is...
So this Mishnah is saying that if there's no or in this...
Right, well, for the first three at least. That is true. The Rishonim believe that for the first three items in the Mishnah, they are not either or, but they are necessary. The first three are necessary. You must say Shimshon ben Manoah Baal Dalila, right, in order to get to a Nazir Shimshon. Or you could say Kamisha Nekar Plishtim Einav, or Kamisha Akar Dalto Dazah. The Rishonim say those two are ores. Those, each of those is sufficient. Because that you can't say it's just anybody. How many people does a Plishtim poke out his eyes? That's not a common occurrence. Right? And also, the one who broke down the palaces of Azah, the doors of Azah, that's also, those are clear references to Shimshon. They're not unmodified words. Whereas the Gemara says that these above, the first three, are not defined enough terms, and therefore you would need all three. Right? So it means that the Mishnah is not actually consistent in the way it writes vid. Right? We're going to say the first three vids mean and the next two vids mean or. And so that's it.
So by full kavod would be not right like Shimshon, and I just said here right like Shimshon and then up.
Right.
Shimshon and then up.
So it may not be sufficient to point to this. We've shown him, and we
there's
just.
There's no repercussions from that.
It might be a misafik, but we discussed yesterday that by Nizirut is an important Tosfos, which I thought be a principle that we're going to come up again and again throughout the Masechta, I think, is that as opposed to by Nidarim, if it was by Nidarim and you said such a thing, a regular Nether, and you said that and you said that's what I meant, we'd say that's the Nether. The Nether is correct and that's sufficient to be a Nether. By Nizirut, we said because of Chomer Aleh and Trichaleh, since Nizirut is such a stringent, all-encompassing, difficult type of Nether, the Tosfos says that we do not assume that a person is taking a neder nizirut. And therefore, even if you tell us you're taking a neder nizirut and that's what you meant, your language must be overwhelmingly evident that that's what you're taking. Not only does what you wanted to say be that, but you also have to have a language that is at least 50% the case that you meant exactly that. All right. So now next, the Mishnah says, Ma ben Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between a Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon? You can guess what the first question is in the Gemara. We didn't mention Nazir Olam here, so what are you, why are you trying to compare these two items, right? Ma ben Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon, Nazir Olam. And Nazir Olam, hikbid sa'aro, right? His hair becomes heavy, meaning that if his hair is grown too long, mekel batar, he takes the razor and they cut it down. Well, maybe shlosh behemot, and then he brings the karbanot Nazir as if he's completed his Nazirut. And then he continues again. Bim nitma, he becomes tamei, maybe karban tuma. He brings the karbanot that are associated with the Nazir becoming tamei, right? Which is the psukim that I gave you, is the middle section of the psukim. Nazir Shimshon, by Nazir Shimshon, hikbid sa'aro, eno mekel. If your hair goes long and it gets heavy or unwieldy, overwhelming, you're not allowed to light it, you're not allowed to cut it. I mean, that it's a permanent state, you're not allowed to light it up. If you come Tameh, you do not bring Karbanot Tumah. We'll see in the Gemara why, by Nezer Shimshon, you do not bring Karbanot Tumah. The Gemara says, Nazir Olam, Man Bekar Shimei. Who mentioned Nazir Olam that all of a sudden you're comparing Nazir Shimshon to Nazir Olam? We just, previous Mishnah mentioned Nazir Shimshon, but where did Nazir Olam show up from? So Gemara says, Hasura. It's missing. We're missing a little term here. Bakitani, Omer Ireni Nazir Olam, Arayze Nazir. Someone who says, I am a Nazir Olam, becomes a Nazir. Then, Ma ben Nazir Olam, the Nazir Shimshon. Then we describe what's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon. Nazir Olam. And a zero lam is yechbit zaro megil batar. If he gets his hair gets heavy, he's allowed to cut it, take it off with a razor, or maybe shlosh behemot. Brings the three animals as if he's completed his nizirut. In itma, if he comes to me, maybe korban tuma. Nazir Shimshon, yechbit zaro eno megil batar. If his hair becomes unwieldy, overwhelming, he cannot cut it. Then maybe korbanot tuma or korban tuma. He doesn't bring korbanot. If he comes to me, mace. Carbon who did low mighty about Nazirus Khalile. From our Mishnah, from it sounds like what? That he does not bring the Karbanot Tumah, but he is restricted from becoming Tamei. And Nazir Shimshon, even though when he becomes Tamei Mace, he does not bring Karbanot, but otherwise he would be restricted. The Gemara says, Mani Masnisen, who's the author of Mishnah, low Rabbi Yehuda, below Rabbi Shimon. It's not Rabbi Yehuda, nor is it Rabbi Shimon. Why? We have a Braisa. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, Nazir Shimshon, Mutar li Tamei Lameitim. A Nazir Shimshon is, right, this is Rabbi Yehuda's position, that you, a Nazir Shimshon can be Metame Lemetim, that he's only restricted in wine, products, and cutting his hair. But as far as being Metame Lemetim, he can go around, no problem, he can go to the cemetery, he can be Metame Lemetim. Why? We find that Shimshon became Tamei Meis. The restrictions on Shimshon were simply cutting his hair and drinking wine products. But on the other hand, he did not have the restrictions of Tamei Meis. And the Gemara is going to show how do we know that. Shimon Omer, Omer the Nazir Shimshon, Lo Amar Klum. Shimon says, takes on a Nazir Shimshon, said nothing. It's not effective at all. You can't become a Nazir Shimshon. Why? Shlom Hashinu is Shimshon, so that's a Nazir of Bepif. When did Shimshon ever become a Nazir? Shimshon never became a Nazir. He never accepted on himself a Neder Nazirut. If he didn't accept on himself a Neder Nazirut, you can't use that as a Lashon to become a Nazir. Why? We need Hatasa B'Dovar HaNadur V'lo B'Dovar HaAsur. Right? It's a principle in the Dorim that you can only be Makis. If you want to create a restriction, a Neder, you have to use a term that is something that you made Asur. So we said before, Karbanot, the word Karban is a good term because you make the Karbanot Asur. You, a Karban, is a regular animal, and then you're mekadesh it to be a korban. So you create the restrictions on this animal. So therefore, if you say korban kikarzu alai, that means that you're saying just like a korban I make kodesh or is nadur, I can make a kikarzu restricted. But if you go ahead and take something that is already, so you say nevela, something nevela which is already a sermon of Torah, and you say nevela kikarzu, this loaf of bread should be like a nevela, doesn't work, because the reason that nevela is a sur is not because you did anything to it, because it's a sur, and then you can't replicate that Isur. So now that's what Rabbi Shimon's saying over here. If you want to create myself, I already Nazir Shimshon, first wants to say that I'm a Nazir Shimshon, guess what? Shimshon was a Dabar Asur. He was born that he had to be that way. He didn't create those restrictions on himself. He never had any acceptance to create those restrictions, and therefore it's equivalent to Vela. So why you can't use Nazir Shimshon to create or recreate another form of Neder?
When Shimshon, when his mother was given the instructions, was the actual word Nazirite given? Or is it just you you shouldn't have any great products, you shouldn't have this?
That's a good question. I don't remember. Tav Torah for coming up for Mitzvah. I think they did use the term Nazir, but not like a full Nazir. Nazir at the moment, a yain, the verb Nazir. I think they used the verb, I'm not sure they used the term Nazir. Alright, Shim. Oh, you'll double check for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's half Torah coming up. Alright, so now the Gemara continues. He, Rabbi Yehuda, if our mission is Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Filo Chatzchilo, that even Chatzchilo, you can be Metam Lemesim, or Madnitan Tanim Nitma, that if he becomes Tamei, then he doesn't have to bring Karbanot. What do you mean, if he becomes Tamei? He can become Tamei if he wants. Why is it Bidiyevin? Hey, Rabbi Shimon, Amar Lo Chaylo Le Nizirus Klal. How can he even be talking about Nizirus Shimon according to Rabbi Shimon? It doesn't even exist. Sakar Mishnah Bid. Rabbi says, no, Lolo, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Our Rabbi Yehuda is the author of our Mishnah. I do. The Tani Gabi Nazir Olam. Since by the next mission it talks about Nazir, or by the comparison it says Nazir Olam im Nitma, because a Nazir Olam is restricted from coming to Tamei Lameis, and therefore it said if he becomes Tamei, Tananami Gabi Nazir Shimshom im Nitma. I mean, there's a parallel structure in the Mishnah, and that coming evidence that our Mishnah believes that you can only do it L'Chadchila, not B'diyavet.
Ki inachar Rabbi Elias ben umara lo ya'ala al-Rashon ki Nazir Elamevi anar min abata liyachel l'Shir Yisusel min plush ben.
Okay. Right. Well, the Malach never mentions that. He mentions Tal Rosho, he mentions the Yayin products, and then he does not mention Tamei Meis. So the Gemara is going to make an assumption. You're going to see at the end of today's daf, Gemara is going to show you that Shimshon was Natame Lameis.
It's very precious, Nasa.
Nasa. Thank you. Very good. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, what was I thinking of? So, it's the Abu Mitzvahim. All right. Okay, so now the Gemara says, "Lema plugta dehani tonight kamiflege." Let's say that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon here are arguing in a similar machlokas tanoim that we find somewhere else. The Tanaim, we have a Mishnah from the Darim, should be familiar. I already like a bechor. Means that I want this, not that he wants to bring a bechor, but he says this loaf of bread is restricted like a bechor. What is the story with the bechor? How does the bechor become kadosh? How do you have an animal that's a bechor that becomes kadosh?
It's born that way.
All right, so now, let's see. Well, we have my focus here. Yehuda, Rabbi Yaakov, Oser, Rabbi Yossi, Matir. Rabbi Yaakov says that works. Rabbi Yossi says that doesn't work. So what's your machlokas going to be about? My love. Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, like Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov, who believes that you can be even take a nether, but davar ha asur, I mean, davar ha... Asur and not davar nadur. Rabbi Yaakov believes that even if something is restricted min haTorah, it's kaddish min haTorah, you can use that to create a neder. So Rabbi Yehuda will say the same thing. Even though Shimshon never accepted a neder nezirus on him, you can use Shimshon as a way to create a neder nezirus. There Rabbi Yossi, right, and Rabbi Shimon is going to hold, like, Sarva Laki Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you can only use a davar hanador. You can only create a neder with something that you restricted. So just like Shimshon didn't restrict anything, and therefore you can't create a neder Shimshon, so do by Bechor. You didn't restrict the Bechor, so you can't use Bechor to create a neder like Rabbi Yossi says. That's where it says, no, look. There might be no neder. Look, the Kuli Alma being a davar hanidar. Everybody agrees that you have to have something that you created the restriction for to create a neder. But shiny gabi before. Before is different. Ektiv be lahashem. It says that it's lahashem, the rabot at that before. Because it says lahashem to teach you what? To include the word hashem. Kidor neder lahashem. It says Kidor Neder Lashem. What is the Lashem part of Kidor Neder Lashem? So what does Lashem come to teach you? So that's the machlokus between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov. What does that say? Lashem Rabot et Bechor. Lashem means that even something that is for Hashem, meaning like a Bechor, will be included and you'll be able to create a neder with that term, the Bechor. Because Yamar Lachahu Lashem, you violate the Rabot's Chatas V'Asham. I need that to include a Chatas V'Nasham. Why? What would you have thought by a chatas and an ashram? Are a chatas and ashram voluntary offerings? No. They're obligations that you must bring. So Rabbi Yossi says that despite the fact that they're mandatory or obligatory, nevertheless, even by a chatas and ashram, you still create the kedusha. And that you get to choose which animal is your chatas and which animal is your ashram, even though you're obligated to bring such a korban. So that will still be considered a davar hanadur and not a davar asur. So that's where it says, Mama, you are both chatas and ashram, let's see at the bechor. According to you, Rabbi Yossi, why'd you include a chatas and ashram, not a bechor? Right, because you can create a neder dirma, motzi aniyat bechor, shem b'piso b'neder. You don't create it by a neder. Bechor is chadash mirachem. That is by itself, it has inherent kedusha which is born with. So chatan ashram were chulin, and you're making them into a kedush.
The fact that by bechor there is a requirement to make a declaration has nothing to do with it being awesome.
Okay, so that is Rabbi Yaakov's opinion. So that happens to be Rabbi Yaakov's opinion. Very good. So that's the next couple lines from the Marshal. You're ahead of us. Rabbi Yaakov Amar Lecha Bechor Nami Mat Piso B'Neder. By bechor you also have to declare it a bechor, right? D'tanya we have so based Rabbeinu Amru Minayin Nolad Bechor B'Tolchei Drol. Person has a bechor that's born, which is kadosh mirachem. It's kadosh automatically. Shemitzvah alav hakdisho. Despite the fact that it was born kadosh, it's still a mitzvah to declare this is a bechor and make it kadosh. Shenemar he's a zachar takdish. By the zachar you will be makdish. So it sounds even better before that you have to be makdish the bechor. So what Rabbi Yossi says exactly what you said. Shover Yosef Malachon. He's a mitzvah hakdisho. Even though there's a mitzvah to make it kadosh, he lo makdish. If he's not makdish it, nevertheless, he lo kadosh. It's still kadosh, but even if he is not makdish, it still has that inherent kedusha. So therefore, it is a mitzvah, but not a requirement, and that way it makes it a davar asur. The machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov, is about something that is not relevant to us at all, which is that it says laha lashem. It has nothing to do with davar asur and davar anodur. It has to do with this term lashem by neder. What does it include? So, what is Rabbi Yossi believes it includes chatas v'ashem, and therefore bechor is not a sufficient hadpatsa to create a neder. And Rabbi Yaakov believes, no, that because a bechor also has this mitzvah, this ability to be makdishit, despite the fact that it's already kodesh, that allows you to use bechor as an object to create isurim by other stuff. But it doesn't necessarily help us by our...
I both agree in principle that a neder has to be...
It's over 100%. Right, very good, exactly. So now Gemara says, well, if you're using Lashem, I can pull one out of my head too. Because we know it's not me, Lashem. Right, here in the Sukkim it says, right, there's Nezer Nazir Lashem. Right, so there is a term Lashem, so why not say the same thing here? Say the same thing here, that Lashem comes to include even, right, a Nazir Shimshon. Gemara says, how we violate the Gitanya, we need that for the Brisa. This is the famous Brisa that we saw together in the Darim. Very famous Brisa, great, I never in my life ate from a Asham Nazir Tameh. But what is the requirement? A Nazir becomes Tameh, has to bring three carbonotes. Has to bring B'nai Tarim, or has to bring Tarim or B'nai Yonah. right? They bring two birds. One bird is a katas, one bird is an alah, and a third karban, which is a asham nazir. So Shimon HaTzadik says, I never partook of a asham nazir, right? Because why was he not? This is what we discussed yesterday also. Because a nazir becomes tamei, is very frustrated. When he becomes tamei, he loses his camp, he must restart his nazirs again. And Shimon HaTzadik believed that when someone became tamei, as he became tamei, he started to regret having taken the net in his yehud, and therefore he did not want to be a party to someone who regretted taking a net in his yehud, because then it was kimat bringing chul mazara. So he regrets bringing taking the net in his yehud. It's really as if there was no net in his yehud, and then when he becomes tamei, he would not have to bring these karbanot, so he did not want to partake of them. Quotes me adam echad, except for one time.
The question of another. Who's that question on?
Is Ola Hashem,
yeah.
That it should be over here also, that it should work. Most likely the problem is for Rabbi Shimon, who says that it doesn't work by Nazir Shimshon. So Yehuda believes it works, the concept of Nazir Shimshon works. But at least, the right question here is probably independent of whether it's Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shimon here. If you look here, Rashi, the two different opinions here. The Farish, who is opposed to the Rashi, says, Gabi Nazir, Nami, says Hashem. They're asking both according to Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi. They're asking why don't you say by Nazir that Hashem should include something? I mean, if you both believe Hashem by Ned, their regular Ned, their works,
right,
to include something, then say the same here that Hashem should include something by Nazir. What are you including? So that's the way the Farish asks the question. And the Tosso says, on the other hand, that it's only a question on Rabbi Yaakov. It's only a question, I'm sorry, I misspoke before. It's only a question of Rabbi Yaakov, who includes Bechor by a regular neder, he by Nazir should include Nazir Shimshon. It should be the same type of Nazir.
That's also not Nazir. Thank you.
That's what I forgot to mention. I noted that last night that it comes back to the Gemara's asking question both on Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov, according to the Farish, Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi, and according to Tosfos, it's only a question on Rabbi Yaakov. All right. So I'm assuming that Melam Achmalti Hashem Nazir Tamei puts the Adam Apache by Leib
Nazirim.
It would be by
you can't see how you're lying to Shimon.
That's a Shimon, although we don't have evidence that he believes by Hashem by. Mm-hmm. I mean, by derivative, it's probably a question on him, but he doesn't. We don't have him saying by Hashem by Ned. There is a Lashon Riboy, so
he can't. We're trying to associate Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda's machlokes to the machlokes of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi. So if they are right, then what you're saying is probably right. But
my conclusion is that they're not linked, right? The Gemara rejects that. Although I would just say that if he believes that this Hashem is also a reboy, then you could ask the question of Shimon as well. All right, Shabbat Levin Adarom. He comes from the south. Yafei Nayim, his beautiful eyes, the Tovroi, a beautiful complexion or face. The Kutzotzo tops, Shurot Lo Tel Kalim, and he had gorgeous curls, curly, his long hair. Right below Benim, Mavra Yitzur Leshachet Sar Nayim. What were you thinking that you wanted to cut this beautiful hair off? I was a shepherd of Be'iri, my father in the city, and I went to draw water from the spring. And I saw my reflection in the water, and my Yitzhar Hara got the better of me, and wanted to take me out of this world, meaning that he was overtaken by his beauty, and the Yitzhar Hara was grabbing him, right, telling him to do all these things. What are you getting all excited or worked up about something that doesn't belong to you? So in the end, the body decomposes and there's nothing left. So what are you getting all excited about what you have here? Abu Dashaq al-Shamayim. He says, I take a nether that I will cut you off the Shamayim. I'll be Makdashu the Shamayim, which means I'll take a nether zero. Amati, this is what Shimon says, Amati Mishaftiva will show. I went ahead and I kissed him. I said, Amati lo kamotcha yuhu nizirim b'Yisrael. Like you, there should be many nizirim. And that Shimon HaTzadik was certain that this guy had taken his nizirus l'shem Shamayim. And since he took it l'shem Shamayim, we're not afraid that he's going to be Toel Rishonot. We're not afraid that he's going to regret having taken the net nizirut. Whereas the other nizirim, in general, when they took net nizirut, they did it because they either wanted to do kapara for some of Eira, they wanted to take on extra Yisurim, and then once it becomes a burden, they're going to, right, or Be'et Sarah. Be'et Sarah, they were in trouble, and they said to Hashem, if I get me out of this, I'll be a Nazir. All those people, after the Nazir starts to drag on them, they're going to regret ever having taken a net nizirut. As opposed to this guy with the Shem Shemayim. And his yiruv has to be taken by Hashem, meaning the shame shamayim. And that's why Shimon HaTzadik was willing to eat from this guy's Hashem Nazir. Alright, so that's a stop. That's a sidebar, what we do with Lashem Nazir. Now we're back to our sugya. Is Shimshon love Nazir Haba? Shimshon did not accept a Ned Nazir from him. Vatim, ki Nazir Elohim yeh hanar min abetin. That the Shimshon will be a Nazir Elohim min abetin. So the way the first one says is that the Habni of the prayer is that Manoah said this, not the Malach, but Manoah says that he will be a Nazir Elohim min abetin. I should remember that. Sorry, that was your question, yeah. All right, Nazir Elohim Yanar Minha Betin. The way Tosus went, the question is here, that the Malach is instructing Manoah to say this. It's clear that the Malach is speaking, but the Malach is telling Manoah, you must say this. Nazir Elohim Yanar Minha Betin. So the Gemara says, no, Hata Malach Puto Kamar. The Malach says that he will be in Nazir Elohim. He's giving instructions, but not that there's any Ned in Nazir to be taken. Right, otherwise, had Manoah taken the Nedizirus, that would have been sufficient also to say that he was Nadur. We Malon to Itme the Matin. How do we know?
Begs the whole question, how could you be Makabal a Nedir for another person?
Oh, so that's the Tosfos HaRosh points out here that later on we're going to see in our Gemara that a father can accept the Nedizirus for a Kazan. That's a unique situation.
After this, his Ketanut is over?
Yeah, I mean, he accepted while he's a Katnut, so it will continue. Oh, so then he does mention that Shimshon was re-accepted when he became a Gadol. You're right, exactly, that Shimshon had to re-accept it when he became a Gadol.
You know, that was the case, it makes the question go on even stronger, because it's much more like being a firstborn.
Right, yes. That's why Rabbi Shimon says there is no such thing as...
It's much more like the other words.
Being firstborn, in that it's not...
It's a Dabar Asur, but not a Dabar HaNadur, right?
Exactly.
So that is, it is a Dabar Asur, and that's exactly what Rabbi Shimon says. Rabbi Shimon says there is no such thing as Nazir Shimshon. It just doesn't exist.
It's just a state.
Right. You can't get there. Rabbi Shimon says, no, there is such a concept, but it has limitations. It's made too much mace, it's not included in it. And it is, so he has to do, we have to explain why Rabbi Yehuda... Why is it you to believe that there is such thing as Nazir Shimshon? Right? Minola did me the Meitim. How do you know that a Nazir could become a Nazir Shimshon, or Shimshon was Mutar to become Tamei the Meitim? Or how do we know that he was the Tamei the Meitim? He says, with the jawbone of a donkey, I killed 1,000 men.
They were
Goyim are Metame, that we know. Right? That the Gemara tells us that non-Jews are Metame Magba Umasa. If you touch a non-Jew, you are Tamei Mace.
A dead non-Jew.
Right, a dead non-Jew, thank you. Right? Non-Jew is...
No, this goes on the internet.
Right, a live non-Jew has a Xero of a Zab. And that's general. We have by Eretz Amin, that the Chamin which goes there Tumah, or by Yamei Aretz, not unique to a guy. But guys, non-Jews are not our Metame, a dead guy is Metame, the Maga, Ube, Masa, but not the Ohel. The Ohel is the only thing that a non-Jew, so you go to a non-Jew, a coin can go to a non-Jewish cemetery and walk through because there's no Tumas Ohel. But a coin cannot, or can go to a hospital where there is a cadaver of a non-Jew. He cannot touch, a Kohen cannot touch a cadaver of a non-Jew or parry the cadaver of a non-Jew, that is, with Tamei Mace. So here, he is killing them with the Lechi HaChamor, he kills 10,000 men. Dilma, so the two possibilities, either Gerdue Garde or Gure Garde. So the way the Mepharish learns here, and so does the Aruch HaTzim, he learns that it's Gerdue Garde, meaning that he never touched them. He smacked their heads with the bone, but he never actually touched the mace. So either he hit them and then they died, or even when he hit them they died, there's no tumah because there's something that's mafsik b'neim, right? There's something that interrupts between them that will not create the mace. The others learned that the term here is gurui gare, that he shot, meaning that he threw it at them. He didn't actually do it with it in his hand, but he threw it at them like a chetz. Gurui gare means to shoot an arrow. And he used it like a boomerang of some sort. He used it as a weapon, but he left his hand when he killed them. So that's why we know that he's not, so the Gemara says no proof from there. So what's logical? Ella Mehakov, a Yakman Shoshim Ish, he killed 30 Pishim, but he tapped Kali Tzotam. And then he took their suits or their clothing. So how did he strip them down after he killed them unless he touched them? If he touched them, then he became Tamei Mace. Somebody says, Dimash Lechinun Bereshu Hadakatinun. Maybe he stripped them down and then killed them. I mean, maybe he took their clothing off before. Or says, Vayak Vayitakti. It's pretty clear. The Pasuk says first he killed them, and then he took their clothing. So the Gemara says, maybe he didn't kill them, he injured them, or he incapacitated them. And when he incapacitated them, he took their clothing, and then they died. Right? Who says they were dead when he actually took their clothing? We have a Mesorah that Shimshon, that is a Loch of Moshe Sinai, or whatever, we have a Mesorah of some sort that Shimshon was that's not necessarily obvious from the Pesukim, although truthfully that Pasuk, Vayach Vayikach, evidence would be, generally if you read the Pasuk, Pasuk Shat would be that he was Mitame the Mason. So the Mesorah is that probably that's how we interpret the Pasuk, Vayach Vayikach, is that he killed them and then he took off their clothing, so that we know that he was Mitame the Mason. And that's how we know the time of the Mason. And that's why, according to Yehuda, and thus the Shimshon is only restricted in Yayin and cutting his hair, but not restricted in Mitame LeMeitim. Alright, so the Gemara says, the Tanya, we have a question, Rabbi Omer of Shalom Nazir Olam Hayah. I'm sorry, skip the line. Important line, Nazir Olam Eitim. How do we know there's such a concept called Nazir Olam? In that we know Nazir from the Torah, we know Nazir Shimshon from Shimshon. What is this concept called Nazir Olam? Who invented this term called Nazir Olam? What is this? It says, Nazir Olam Eitim. Where do you find such a concept? The Mishnah mentions as if it's well known or something that we know. It says, the Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Shalom Nazir Olam Hayah. Shalom was a Nazir Olam. Shenemar vahim mikitz arba'im shana, after 40 years, vahim shalom alamelch, elchono, vashalemit nidri, asher nadartu l'shem b'chevron, that I would go fulfill my neder that I took in the Chevron, which was a neder mizivut olam. And we know that he was cutting his hair, how often? Mekaleach echad ha'shem asar chodesh. He used to cut his hair every 12 months. How do you know this? Shenemar vahim mikitz yamim leyamim. Every so many days he used to cut his hair. What's me yamim leyamim? Yamim yamim batei arei choma. What are batei arei choma? This is right now day after Shushan Purim. Right, what's the batei arei choma? Is houses found in walled cities. If you sell them, right, you have 1 year to redeem the house. If you don't redeem the house within 1 year, the house is sold permanently. There's no retraction of that house. So if you sell a yamim, how long do you have to redeem the house? Yamim is by, it says yamim, you have 1 year. So that yamim is going to teach us what the yamim mean by Avshalom. So just like yamim by batei arei choma means 1 year, so too by Nazir Olam of Avshalom, and that every year he would cut his hair. Ma'atam yubet chodesh, just like over there, 12 months, Avkan yubet chodesh. Reminari Omer, Megaleach achat liyamid yom, he cuts every 30 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Megaleach me'er Shabbos, le'er Shabbos, that he could cut every week, he cut his hair. Shekein matinu, b'mnei menachim, shogalkim me'er Shabbos, le'er Shabbos, we know that the kings, right, are kept their hair every week. So that already considered that the hair is too long. Right, B'nai Menachim, that Avshalom was a prince, and since that kings or princes get their hair cut every week, already at the end of a week, that would already be considered that too much growth. And that would be enough that he would be made kill batar, being a lot of carbonos, but that would be enough. So it's a three-way machlokas on how often did Avshalom, or Nazir Olam, is able to cut his hair. Is it every year, right, every 30 days, or, right,